The rap group Wu-Tang Clan is having a moment. The full clan released an album last week, and today one of its most prolific members released his own album. Ghostface Killah's latest is 36 Seasons. It tells an extended story populated by characters inspired by 1970s pulp novels and blaxploitation films. Reviewer Oliver Wang says it's the latest reminder that Ghostface is one of the clan's best.
20 years ago, it wasn't obvious that Ghostface Killah would become the Wu-Tang Clan's standard bearer. The Jizzib bore more gravitas, Method Man had the more seductive voice, and Old Dirty Bastard, well, he was the Old Dirty Bastard. But as the various members drifted towards their solo careers, Ghostface ascended to the front of the pack. Now as then, he remains a fabulous fabulist, able to lyrically dramatize dense and kinetic action scenes.
Dr. X entered the crib, worked on a kid, created a mask that allowed me to breathe, but couldn't extract the chemicals from my body. Poisonous, lethal doses, comatosis, in and out of conscious, drugs are ferocious. The mask released the gas that simmered the soul, so my adrenaline stays level, not out of control. I've been contaminated, physically altered, got wrong for doing right, my attitude salted. I'm bitter, I clean up the community. These New York City cops, I don't need immunity.
On 36 Seasons, Ghostface ostensibly returns to an alter ego we haven't heard in 9 years, or 36 Seasons. Tony Starks takes his name from the Iron Man comic, but here Starks is neither millionaire playboy nor metal suit superhero. Instead, he's a prodigal gangster, having returned home only to be betrayed and left for dead.
Exquisite doctor, his work of art, created a gas mask to save Tony Starks.
Each song represents a different moment in that storyline, and Ghost invites a host of friends to play different characters, including seasoned Brooklyn rapper AZ, who is cast as the primary friend-turned-foe.
It's bigger than the boys in blue, beyond definition what this falls into. M's in my optic, no ends to the profits. Judges, prosecutors, politicians in my pocket. Hostage, high life, living on the edge. Toxic in hindsight, see me when I'm dead.
Some fans complain that Ghostface surrounds himself with too many guests these days, and 36 Seasons does little to dent that criticism. If this were a movie, he wouldn't appear in a quarter of the scenes. The album's most consistent presence is actually that of the band The Revelations. Basically Wu-Tang's in-house group, the musicians suffuse the album with the warmth of 70s soul. Ultimately, though, you listen to a Ghostface album because you want to listen to Ghostface, especially when he's at his explosive, audacious best.
Cash man's down. It's revenge mode. I gotta level my level so I don't explode. I gotta stay focused, put on a killer face. Figure how to get them all in the same place. Fly thinking it's all about the strategies. I look down at my bag and see a stack of cheese. Start making calls, buying artillery.
36 Seasons highlights the rapper's willingness to throw sideways darts at the board to see what sticks. After 18 years and over a dozen albums, Ghostface has become akin to the classic action directors he pays homage to in his music. The overall catalog has its hits and misses, but Ghostface still manages to keep audiences enthralled through his violently vibrant imagination, no matter what the season.
Feeling fresh.
The new album from Ghostface Killah is 36 Seasons. Reviewer Oliver Wang is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach, and he writes the audio blog Soulside.